The coalition is currently struggling towards a unified policy on foreign investment. There's a big range of views across the Liberal and National parties, especially when it comes to foreign companies buying up our agricultural land. But the coalition is due to release a policy paper on the topic in the next couple of weeks. While some in the coalition are calling for strong restrictions on foreign ownership of land, it looks like proposals that simply add clarity and oversight will become party policy. Tim Roxburgh reports.
When it comes to land, there's something visceral about this. There's a lot of scepticism about whether foreigners should be allowed to own land.
It's that visceral issue that's been occupying the coalition lately as it tries to wrangle the different opinions in the party into a single policy platform. Economic geographer Bill Pritchard.
I think what's happening with the coalition at the moment is they're walking a tightrope between two very different perspectives on agriculture and the economy. The traditional sort of Liberal Party view, which is probably best encapsulated by former politicians like Peter Costello, of course, was that agriculture worked best for the Australian economy when it was liberalised and when the comparative advantage of Australia's farmers sold their products on world markets. At the same time, within the National Party, but I think within the sort of, if you like, the nationalistic sort of part of the Australian community, there's a great deal of scepticism about foreign ownership.
Barnaby Joyce and some rural Liberals like Bill Heffernan would like to see tougher regulations on foreign ownership of agricultural land. It's a sentiment shared by many in rural Australia. Tim Duddy is a farmer on the Liverpool Plains, and he stood as an independent candidate in the last New South Wales election. He says we should be looking to capture the benefits of Australia's land for Australians.
I have absolutely no issue with exporting. I think exporting is our enormous potential in the food market. But I would much rather be exporting a product that has been grown in Australia by Australians, by Australian workers, and sending that overseas rather than bringing people into our country to grow food that they then send back to their own nations and not giving the knock-on effect of Australian jobs and investment in Australian things along the way.
The Coalition is working on a policy paper right now on this topic, and that paper is due out in the next couple of weeks. Some of the key proposals include a register of land ownership, wider community representation on the Foreign Investment Review Board, and a lower threshold amount to trigger scrutiny of overseas investment. Tim Duddy is particularly pleased about this last proposal.
I think that the $230 million threshold at the moment is a ridiculous threshold. I also think the fact that you might have, and it's $230 million in a single purchase. So if a company buys properties and buys 100 properties in an area, they don't actually trigger any of that until they get a single sale. It's $230 million.
Bill Pritchard is more sceptical of the idea that foreign ownership will threaten our food security, but he welcomes proposals to add clarity and transparency to the rules around foreign investment in agricultural land.
To the extent that I understand what the coalition's saying, and of course I haven't read the fine detail yet, they seem to be reasonably sensible. I mean, I do think a register of foreign owners is a sensible idea. I think the more information we can get about land ownership across the country, the better. And it's fair enough the Foreign Investment Review Board should explore those issues of, you know, tax compliance and legislative compliance. But so I think there's a reasonableness in sort of actually, you know, looking at having the regulators look at these issues a bit more closely. I'd be cautious if that was to lead to a sort of a populist nationalism. You know, I think it's one thing to say we should ensure our regulators are doing the right job and we should give them teeth, but if that's sort of code for we don't like foreigners in Australia and we don't like them buying land, I think that's a kind of a separate issue that I'm a little bit less comfortable with.
When people meet...
Associate Professor Bill Pritchard, economic geographer at the University of Sydney, finishing that report by Tim Roxburgh.